It's Dr. Jill Robertson at NoCryingBabies.com. Are you a mother of a baby that wakes up every 2 to 3 hours to eat? Have you not gotten a good night's sleep in over a week? Well, today's subject, helping stop that trained night feeder, may help you out. I'm going to go over some strategies that will help you stop the habit of eating at night. So, a trained night feeder is a baby that's over 4 months old who wakes up during the night to eat. Now, a baby over 4 months of age should be able to go at least 5 hours, probably 6, 7, or 8 hours between feedings at night. Now, sometimes breastfed babies can't go quite that long, but a breastfed baby over 4 months of age should be able to go about 5 hours in between feedings. So, what are we going to do? One, first thing you have to do is get yourself psyched up to kick this habit of feeding the baby every time he wakes up. If you go into it half-hearted and feel like you're not going to succeed, then you probably won't succeed. And all we're going to do is teach the baby how to cry to get what he wants. So you need to psych yourself up, make a target date, and go through with it. Second, when the baby wakes up, you want to go in there like you typically do. I'm not saying let the baby cry it out. Go in there, soothe the baby, do anything you want besides feeding the baby. Now, if you're a breastfeeding mom, you probably want to wear other clothes, like maybe your husband's shirt or something that you typically wouldn't wear, because sometimes the visual cues of what you typically wear at night to breastfeed the baby will be kind of cruel and tempt the baby to breastfeed. Now, if you're not a breastfeeding mom, you just go in there without a bottle and you soothe the baby, you can rock the baby. You don't want it to be very entertaining. You don't want to sit there and watch cartoons all night or infomercials, but you can do anything but feed the baby. Pat the baby's butt, rock the baby, sing to the baby. Now, on the second night that this occurs, and you will get through the first night, the second night that the baby cries at its usual time for a feeding, you want to go in there and do a little less than you did the first night. So if you pick the baby up and rock the baby, then maybe tonight you just pick the baby up but don't rock. Just stand there, or just pat the baby's butt or rub the back. Then the third night, when the baby starts to cry, you want to just go into the room and talk soothingly to the baby. And remember, the baby does not have to eat at night. I've seen patients up to 2 years of age and beyond, probably, that never sleep through the night. They wake up to eat, and it's just not one of those things that has to happen. So you really need to be a good mom, you need to get a good night's sleep, and take care of yourself so you can take care of others. If you have any comments, have any questions, please contact me at NoCryingBabies.com. This is Dr. Jill Robertson.